5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I would say we've made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around, but we save that for tomorrow, you know, when it's actually Friday. But we've got to pregame the Friday, right? Long weekend for most of us. Most of us will not be going to work on Monday, Memorial Day. I always urge you to remember what Memorial Day is all about. Well, Jeff, it's the day the pool opens. It's the day we officially start doing the grilling. Okay. But every year I post that image, the meme, says your day at the beach brought to you by their day at the beach. And on the top, it's all of us on the beach. Nice hot dog, frosty beverage, kids are happy. Maybe there's a frisbee or a football. And then down below that are all those young boys. All those young men that gave their lives so that we could go to the beach. Made that ultimate sacrifice so that you and I could stand around and gripe about the burger not being done properly. Right? So that's all I ask you to do. Just every once in a while, take a moment, remember what Memorial Day is really, really, really all about. And I will share with you tomorrow, as we get ready for Memorial Day, as I do each and every year, story of the four chaplains. Right? I tell the story of the four chaplains. I know I used to do it once a year, and now it seems like I do it a couple of times each year, but it's such an important story. The Chapel of the Four Chaplains in Philadelphia has been there for many years, started in North Philadelphia and now is located elsewhere, but it tells the story of those four chaplains who willingly gave their lives on board the Dorchester so that other men would live. And each and every American who has given their life and is remembered, memorialized on Memorial Day, had it somewhere within themselves the ability to say, I'm doing this for everyone, right? I'm doing this for others. I'm fighting so that somebody else doesn't have to. I'm defending the nation so that my kids can do this, that, or the other. Somebody else's kids can do this, that, or the other. We talk about those four chaplains. Again, we'll do it tomorrow, but it's so appropriate to bring it close, bring it home as we are getting ready for Memorial Day. Jeb Hochman is going to join us in a few moments, 5:35. Jeb is involved with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and everybody knows Jeb. Jeb's been around forever. And a great guy. He's going to share with us some of the things that are going to happen at the Virginia War Memorial on Monday. And there are a number of us who are going to be reading the names of everybody who is memorialized at the Virginia War Memorial. Virginians, your neighbors, your friends, your family members who made that sacrifice. And I cannot tell you, just on a very personal basis, how rewarding it is, how meaningful it is to have been asked to be part of that event. And as folks were asking, I mean, there were a couple of people say, "Oh, would you want to do this? I mean, you're gonna have to give up a chunk of the day on Memorial Day. You know, you're probably not going to be able to go out of town, or you're not going to be able to do this." I'm thinking, "Well, yeah, but is there something more important that I could be doing?" No. No, but Jeb is going to share that again at 5:35. The more that we learn about this degenerate, this Delta Bravo up there in D.C. who murdered those two young folks, the easier it is to have nothing but contempt for him. 30 years old from Chicago. And why was he there? He was there to kill Jews. That was his mission. He was there to kill Jews. Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram set to be engaged. They both worked at the embassy, as I understand it. They were both part of the diplomatic ranks. And they were getting ready to start their life. They were at an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C. thrown by a Jewish organization at a Jewish venue. And the attendees were primarily, overwhelmingly, Jewish. That's all. Could there have been somebody else there who wasn't Jewish? Of course. Of course. But this guy knew exactly what he was doing. Bibi Netanyahu called it out. He said, you know, this is the long-standing blood libel against the Jews. He's right. Somebody who had an interaction with this dirtbag, Katie Kalischer is her name. She said she was at the museum Wednesday. She was chatting with Fox and Friends. She had an interaction with this guy prior to his arrest. She said he looked distressed. He was covered in rain. He came into the facility after 10 to 15 gunshots were heard outside and asked for somebody to call the police. Oh. Katie says she asked him, so, do you like this museum? She said he was playing dumb. Huh. Well, I don't know if he was playing, Katie. I think he's evil. Maybe he's not that bright, but he's evil. Anyway, she says he was kind of playing dumb with me. He's like, oh, what kind of museum is this? And I said, it's a Jewish museum. Hmm. He said, do you think that is why they did it? In reference to the gunshots that we had heard. And I said, well, yeah, maybe. I don't know, but I don't think so. I hope not. So what did this degenerate do? What did this dirtbag do then? He reaches into his bag, pulls out a keffiyeh, and says, I did it. I did this for Gaza. And then he starts shouting, free Free Palestine. He's a terrorist. He's a terrorist. The acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, as you probably know, is Judge Jeanine Pirro. And I can almost guarantee you, this is going to be you-know-what to the wall. Terrorism charges, murder charges times two, and everything else. FBI Director Kash Patel said Thursday, quote, last night's act of terror has the full attention of the FBI. Targeted anti-Semitic violence is an attack on our core values and will be met with the full weight of federal law enforcement. The individual responsible will be held accountable, and the Bureau will continue pursuing every lead until justice is served. There's a LinkedIn page, apparently, that had been his, although could very well still be questions. Who knows? Involved the American Osteopathic Association and the American Osteopathic Information Association. Well, both of those groups felt compelled to issue a statement of sorrow, expressing their profound sorrow. So it would seem to me that this is definitely the guy, right? In fact, the president of that group and the CEO of the other group said, and I quote, we were shocked and saddened to learn that an AOIA employee had been arrested as a suspect in this horrific crime. The organization stands ready to cooperate with the investigation any way we can. As a physician organization dedicated to protecting the health and sanctity of human life, we believe in the rights of all persons to live safely without fear of violence. We extend our deepest sympathy to the victims, loved ones, wishing them peace, comfort, and strength during this unimaginably difficult time. Wow. Wow. Prior to that, apparently, he worked for a company called the History Makers. It describes itself as, quote, a nonprofit research and educational institution committed to preserving and making widely accessible the untold personal stories of both well-known and unsung African Americans. Huh. Interesting. Born and raised in Chicago, holds a bachelor's degree in English from the University of Illinois. And an absolute, total, complete Delta Bravo. Wow. Apparently he's been part of radical activities, extremist activities, progressive activities for a long time. Should have seen this coming, right? Should have seen it coming. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it's lovely. I'm just going to tell you right now. Now, we apparently, taking a look, it just popped up on my screen here. We might have some rain moving in tonight, but it's moving out again, so I wouldn't sweat it. But it looks to be a nice set of days coming up. Mostly sunny or sunny, highs in the low 70s most days. I'll take it. Now, the reason I mention this is because next week, fundamentally the entire week, weather-wise, is going to be a washout. There's going to be a lot of precipitation around. It's been a bizarre sort of a day. Let me just share that with you, all right? I always try to be as honest as I possibly can. Sometimes too honest, I know. Heidi used to tell me, you're being way too honest. Why does everybody know, Jeff, that Wednesdays and Sundays are your favorite days? I might have mentioned something on the radio. Anyway, but I started the day, got up. That's always a good thing, I'll tell you that right now. Got up. Got some stuff together for Julia, said, hey, got to run. I got to go to jail. It's that day of the week. I look forward to it. It's good stuff that happens when I get to go there and help out a little bit. And Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News, reached out and said, hey, can you pop on for a couple of moments, talk about this double murder up in D.C.? And yeah, okay. So I pulled over and we did that. And then spent a few hours in jail making a difference. It's nice. It really is. I mean, I'm very happy with the progress that the guys in my class have made. And then after that, came back here to the homestead. And then Heidi and I had to go for the final IEP that Julia is going to have. This was her exit IEP. Now, just so we're clear, it was difficult, not because anybody there said or did anything that was wrong, just the opposite, just that we love the team at Patrick Henry High School. And so it is a little crazy to think that in a week she's done with that part of her life, and we got to think of some stuff that helps move her along and takes her into the future. And it just brings a lot of stuff really, really, really close to home, if you will. And then you add in this brutal situation in D.C. And it, for me, just brought back so many things that I lived through as a kid that have helped shape me, good, bad, or indifferent, into who I am now. So it's been an interesting day. 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. And can anybody explain to me why Mark Warner, with his mealy-mouthed sort of condemnation of what happened in D.C. last night, claiming it was all political, Why, after an attack at a Jewish event at a Jewish venue, looking for Jewish victims, why does he work the phrase Islamophobia into that? We'll dive into that a little bit more tomorrow. I promise you. Believe me. We'll do it tomorrow. I gotta go and get the rest of that audio and see if there's any context. I can't imagine there is, but I want to be as responsible as possible. Also tomorrow, as I do every year leading up to Memorial Day, I want to share the story of the four chaplains with you. It's another personal thing, near and dear to me, because as a little kid, my dad was actually honored at the Chapel of the Four Chaplains. It was then located in North Philadelphia. It's now down at the old Navy Yard, as I understand it, in South Philly. But there's a very serious connection to Philadelphia. And the story of the four chaplains who perished on board the Dorchester is one that just it's a very solid and solemn reminder of what Memorial Day is really all about. It is not about hitting the beach, unless you were talking about Normandy. It's not about firing up the grill. I mean, you can do all those things. I'm not telling you to take it away and spend your day doing something else. I understand people have a long weekend and people are going to take moments to enjoy it. But all I'm asking you is take a couple of moments to remember the real reason for Memorial Day, why we have Memorial Day, why we observe Memorial Day, why it's not appropriate to say, have a happy Memorial Day. And one of the things that's happening on Monday at the Virginia War Memorial is well, I mean, it's a day-long event. It's into the night, but you'll have opportunities to pop in when it's convenient for you to be part of this. I'm so excited about it. Jeb Hochman is joining us. Jeb is he's just a rock-solid guy, and everybody, I think, at this point knows Jeb. He's been a frequent guest here. Very, very, very good human being. And has some details on what's going to happen Monday at the Virginia War Memorial. Jeb, thank you for being here, my friend.
Well, thanks for letting me be on, but that was quite an introduction. I'm glad I'm rock solid. A lot of people do know me, and maybe they wouldn't say that, but I do appreciate it, Jeb.
I would say the tails are tipped, in favor of rock solid. Don't worry about that. Tell us a little bit. What is it that the Virginia War Memorial has in store for Monday?
Well, Monday is, of course, one of the biggest days, if not the biggest day of the year, at the Virginia War Memorial. We'll have the 69th Commonwealth Memorial Day ceremony, which will be held from 11 to a little after noon. And, of course, we invite everybody to come to that down at an outside event there at the memorial. But this year, we're doing something really different. And I'm kind of excited about it. And it wasn't my idea, but when I heard about it, and it was the idea of the staff people like Suzanne and Catherine and Dr. Mountcastle and the others at the War Memorial, we're going to have a thing called the Say Their Names Marathon. Yeah. And what this consists of is, you know, there's nearly 12,000 names that are inscribed on the walls of the Shrines of Memory down there. I hope most people who are listening have been there to see the Shrines of Memory. And these are the names of Virginians who have died defending our country from World War II through today. Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're having a marathon, and we're going to read their names. Not only will the names be seen on the wall, we're going to read me and you. You're going to be involved. Yes. And around 250 people going to read the names starting at the beginning of every name on that wall, so people can hear their names, say their names, let them be remembered.
Wow. It is a brilliant idea. I'm a little shocked that it wasn't your idea, because you are known for birthing some pretty amazing ideas. But the team there, the Virginia War Memorial, Jeb, these are devoted, passionate people. They care so much about each and every one of those names, because they know that each and every one of those names was a human being and had a family and had neighbors. And gosh, what an absolutely stellar idea to read each and every name.
I think it's pretty amazing. And as you know, and there are actually some places left. We've been having a thing where people can go online. There are about 40 spots left, believe it or not, out of about 270 spots. Wow. Each person's going to read 50 names.
Okay.
And we're going to read the, you know, people are going to start, and they've already calculated that it'll take till probably a little after midnight, maybe 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning to read all the names. And in fact, you're going to be reading. I double-checked because I think you and I are reading about the same time.
Right.
You're one of the first readers. You're number 12.
Okay.
When it starts about 12:45, and you're going to be on, you're supposed to read starting about 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told to tell you to make sure you come early because, you know, there'll be a lot of people there. Hope you can come about a half hour early. But you're going to be number 12, and you'll see a lot of people you know there. There's, of course, a lot of Gold Star families. There's other people from TV and radio that have asked to do it here in town. Greg McQuaid, Janine Samuels, Rob Cardwell from over Channel 6, and just a lot of people. But it's going to take a lot of people. But people are also invited, hopefully, to come to the ceremony. And they can also come, even if they're not reading, and be there as people are reading through midnight.
Wow. It is such a... I'm going to say wonderful, and wonderful, you know, it's sad that we have to do this in many ways, but we are doing it, and that's what's inspirational, better than wonderful. It's inspirational. Now, you're telling me, Jeb, that at this late point, just a couple of days before it, there are still some openings available, so I'm assuming that's going to be, you know, a little bit later in the day. What should somebody do if they're hearing this, Jeb, and they're going, hey, I want to help?
We'd love to have you. If you'd like to volunteer as a reader, you need to go online and register. You go to www.va, just the letters V and A, warmemorial.org, and go online, and you'll see a place that's registered to be a reader.
Okay.
And I will tell you, it's been amazing. There's not that many left, but there are a number left that evening, especially not real late. There's a lot of early evening spots left.
Okay,
one way or the other, they're going to be filled in because we're going to make sure someone is reading these names.
Absolutely.
But what a great way to honor these people, say their names. It's one thing to see them on that wall, and that's pretty impressive, and gets to you. It gets to me when I see them. But I reading their names out loud. In the wonderful confines there of the beautiful Shrine of Memory with the Statue of Memory overlooking Richmond there at the Virginia War Memorial. What a great tribute to these heroes, these fallen heroes of Virginia.
Yeah, you know, Jeb, people talk about folks dying twice in many ways. You know, you're going to die physically, and then if people forget your name, it's a second death. And so for everybody that's part of this now to be part of keeping those names alive, if you will, saying the names out loud, just reminding people, because as impressive as it is down there at the Shrine of Memory, and I, as you know, I've been there many times, and God willing, I'll be there many times more. It's so impressive. Sometimes it's almost overwhelming, but to have one individual take time to read the names, and you can focus and you can say, oh my gosh, I know somebody named Jeb or Katz. Yeah, that maybe he's related to that Katz in Hanover or whatever. This is, God, I love what the Virginia War Memorial does anyway. And this just, it doubles down, my friend. I'm so thrilled by what we're going to be able to be part of.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to do. And in fact, Dr. Moncastle brought up that same quote you did about saying people's names is where this came from. The interesting thing is, if you know, is that the names are by the conflict, starting with World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and on. But they're on there, on the wall, by county or city of where they came from. And I always was, when I was had an office down there, I was always amazed and loved to take people from out of town, from other parts of Virginia, and I take them back. Then, where are you from? Well, I'm from Bedford. I'm from Accomack. I'm from this county. Well, come here. here's the names of the people on the wall, the heroes from your county. And invariably, that person would say, you know, I know that name. I know that family. And it really brings it home. I mean, I can't believe anybody in Virginia down there won't see somebody they know of or know of the family and get to hear their names, and they deserve to be remembered. So we're looking forward to a very it's a solemn occasion, but it isn't, because it's a celebration and remembrance and honor of these great, great fallen heroes, men and women, that are honored every day at the War Memorial.
No doubt. Jeb, I appreciate you being here. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Monday. That is my friend Jeb Hockman, and there's a handful of spots left. I can't believe it, this close to the event. If you would like to be one of the volunteer readers, then do it. Seriously, it's going to be in the evening. It's apparently early evening is when the openings still are. So reach out. I'm going to make sure we get all of this posted online. You'll be able to go back and make sure you have the right website, etc. But by all means, let's do our part to honor those heroes. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, wrapping up Friday Eve. Germ, it's one of those days that just seems like it flew by. I will let everybody know, we'll get everything up online ASAP. I say we as if I'm involved. Jeremy takes care of that, does a great job, as he does with everything. And then I will get it shared, because I've had a number of people reach out and say, Jeff, I had a friend. I mean, this sounds crazy, but I got a couple of Facebook messages from people that said, Jeff, a friend of mine was listening to you at 3 o'clock and said, I have to listen to that, and I wasn't available at 3. So we'll take that whole hour, right, Germ, and just get it up there. We'll make sure. Yeah, okay, thank you, my friend. I will get that shared on all of my social media in case you did not hear it or you feel like you need to hear it again. It's not a feel-good story, I don't think. I don't know if you're going to be laughing a lot at the end of it, but I thought it was pretty damned important on this day to do it. We are getting reports. I'm taking a look at it right now from Fox News that says the charges have already been laid against this Delta Bravo up there in D.C. Two federal murder charges, if I understand correctly. I think I'll dive into it more, obviously, and I'll get the details to you. But you know, there's going to be other charges that need to be lodged against him. And I have absolute total confidence in the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, Judge Jeanine Pirro, that the charges will be there. I mean, this is an act of terrorism. This is clearly the penultimate violation of civil rights. There are all sorts of federal charges. And I mean, the event happened in the District of Columbia, so everything is a federal charge. But you know what I'm saying. And I look at this and I think to myself, it has to be a capital situation, right? It's got to be a death penalty case. I can't see it going any other way. And I'm just, I am grateful that there is a U.S. attorney at this moment in the District of Columbia who actually gives a crap about law and order, as opposed to some of the other folks who have been in that post throughout the years. There is a phrase in Hebrew, Baruch Dayan Ha'emet, blessed is the God of the world, the King of the world. Dayan is king. That's what we say when there's an immediate death. It simply says God makes these decisions, really, if you will. I would ask you to keep these two people in your prayers as we head through the evening. Baruch Dayan Ha'emet. God willing, you and I have the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.